When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
All right, what's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the T-Moz Boss Show. And in today's episode, I am going to be talking on the Aces ROG ally, or some may call it the Aces ROG ally, and the Legion Go. Now, I don't know why. Every time when I want to, when I say Legion Go, I feel like I need to say something afterwards. I feel like Legion Go is just, it's such a small name, but You'll understand why. You'll understand why it's called the Legion Go. But for those that don't know what I'm going to be talking about in today's episode, if you guys are unfamiliar with those two names, the Aces ROG Ally and the Legion Go are two handheld gaming PCs. Both are really cool. I have both of them. And yeah, man, it's, you know, when you get them in hand, it's honestly amazing to know that somebody sat down and took the time to make something like that, you know. And yeah, ever since I got my Legion Go, fam, I've been playing on it. Like, I figured out how to do like Xbox remote play through it, and yeah, I was playing the Crew Motorfest, Forza Motorsport, the new Forza Motorsport, and the Division 2, and I'm like, fam, why didn't I not get this a long time ago? Like, the thing is this, don't get me wrong, the Aces ROG Ally, it's a really good handheld gaming PC, but the downfall to it is the battery life. So if you're looking for something for a little bit better battery life, the Legion Go will probably be the better option. But if you are looking for something a tad bit cheaper, the Aces ROG Ally will probably be your best bet. Although they do have Steam Decks. But from what I heard with Steam Decks, so the difference is, because I know people will probably be all like, oh, so it's kind of like a Steam Deck. Yes, in a way, but the Aces ROG Ally and the Legion Go are better than the Steam Deck, I guess, because, no, you can't, so with the Steam Deck, you can only play Steam games. I think if you, like, hack it or jailbreak it, you are allowed to play games from other platforms, but you gotta go through all this process. Meanwhile, with the Aces ROG Ally and the Legion Go, all you just gotta do is just turn it on. And so what's dope about the Aces ROG Ally and the Legion Go is that they have this button on the side. Like, I think it's different on both handheld gaming PCs, but they have this button where it shows, like, it sends you a link to Epic Games, Xbox, Steam, EA Play, Rockstar Games. Like, they send you to those things, so they already have it kind of like pre-installed on the handheld gaming PC. Meanwhile, with the Steam Deck, and then yeah, that's the thing though with the Steam Deck, that some games are compatible and then some games aren't compatible. So that's why I'm like, with me, I just think that it's really dope that with the Aces ROG Ally, because the Aces ROG Ally, I believe, does the same exact thing that the Legion Go does. They're both ran off of the Windows 11 operator, I think. It's ran off of Windows 11. All right, I'm just gonna leave off that last word. Okay, so, but no, yeah, it's ran off of Windows 11, so you ain't gotta worry about like all this like extra stuff, you know. Or I guess I can't really call it extra stuff with the Steam Deck. The thing is this though, if you do want to get the Steam Deck, get you the Steam Deck, because I will have to say, between the Legion Go and the Steam Deck, those will probably be the two best handheld gaming PCs that's out right now. But it personally, me, I think that the Legion Go is a much more better console or handheld gaming PC, because let me just talk about the, okay, so you know what, because I did get the Aces ROG Ally first, so let me talk on my experience with the Aces ROG Ally. So the Aces ROG Ally, like I said, handheld gaming PC, battery is very short, but it is really dope. You know, it's like I said, it's ran off of Windows 11, and then they have Steam, Epic Games, Xbox, it has all these different things pre-installed. And it's not like it's this heavy. Well, I know a lot of people have been saying like the consoles have been heavy, and I'm like, fam, they're not heavy. Well, I guess for me, because I figured out how to do the Xbox remote play, so I'd usually just have it like sitting somewhere. But even when I have been holding it, I'm like, bro, no, y'all just gotta work out and lift weights, because I'm saying somebody like me, that's not gonna matter. I'm like, fam, do you realize I was an iPad kid growing up? I'm trying to think of some other things. The thing is this, because how my room is set up, when I have like some workout equipment on my chair, I'm constantly having to move that workout equipment back and forth. Like, I was in weight training for pretty much all throughout high school. A Legion Go, a Aces Rock, that's one thing. If you lift weights, if you hear anybody say that the Legion Go is heavy or the Aces Rock Ally is heavy, I'm like, fam, I wish it was heavier. I guess just call me crazy, but I'm like, fam, I wish it was heavier, you know? So it's just crazy when I hear people saying that, because I was thinking, oh, it's gonna be like this, like, thing I'm gonna constantly, because I'm like, how are you guys playing it? Like, do you have it above your head? You don't even need to have it like that. The thing is this, for those that need a little bit of guidance on how to use a Legion Go, you sit, like, I guess in a hunched over position. But I mean, if you want to straighten your back out, you can straighten your back out however you want to go. But even then, it's like, still, you could just like sit back in your chair, have it where your back's like fully against the chair, and then just hold it in hand. And it's like, if you have like some armrest, I'm saying, it's like, if you guys are like holding it to where it's head level, then of course it's gonna be heavy. You ain't supposed to hold nothing that high up. Even if you hold the phone up, it's like, yeah, after a while your arms are gonna get tired. So yeah, anybody that says that the Aces ROG Ally or the Legion Go is heavy, I'm like, nah, y'all just gotta lift weights. But anyway, so yeah, when I did get the Aces ROG Ally, it was at the time really the only handheld gaming PC that was like out and about and things. They did have like this one is pretty much like a remote play like handheld gaming. Well, it ain't even really a handheld gaming PC, like in a way it is, but it's by what's that company called, because I get stuff from them all the time. Logitech, they got like this handheld like gaming PC. But that's the thing though, it's not like with the Aces ROG Ally and the Legion Go. With the Aces ROG Ally and the Legion Go, you can, and even with the Steam Deck, you can download games, and you don't really have to have like an internet connection to play those games, unless it's a game that requires an internet connection. But no, you can very well just, you know, play the game. So like, let's say for an example, if you do have the Aces ROG Ally or the Legion Go, and let's say your Wi-Fi goes out, but you got like a bunch of different single player games on your Steam account or your Xbox or something, yeah, you could just go and just like use the remote play through your Xbox. They even have the Xbox app, so you very well could just download the games on there too. Yeah, you know, you could just do remote play. Well, actually, no, I think you do need an internet connection. So regardless of the remote play, you still can, play the, like, games on there without an internet connection. Meanwhile, with Logitech's, I think you have to have, I don't even remember the name of it too, but no, you have to have, like, an internet connection, because that's pretty much how it's ran. It's, like, through remote play and stuff. So, yeah, it's weird, but I mean, like, I guess, like, it would be a better option, I guess, if you were wanting to do that and stuff. But I think maybe down the road I might get that. But I think the next one that I want to get is the Steam Deck, just overall see how that is, because a lot of people do say that the Steam Deck is better when it comes to battery life compared to the Legion Go and the Aces ROG Ally. Because yeah, I'll tell you right now, the Aces ROG Ally, that was the issue that I was having with it, and that was something that I was seeing a lot of people talking about it. And that was more so the reason why I bought it, is because yes, you can download games, and then with Windows 11, and then how like it just overall runs. Like, if you see some videos on the Aces ROG Ally, yeah, you'll see why I was convinced to go out and buy it. So anyways, went out, bought it. They got accessories that comes with it too. Like, they got like their own controller, and Best Buy, they actually got its own little section. So yeah, they got like controllers, it got a SD card that you can put into it to give it more memory. What else do like the stuff that it comes with? Yeah, it does come with a lot of different things. And yeah, I was like, I thought it was really dope. I was like, all right, cool, chill. But yeah, it was that battery life though, where it was all like, dang, bro, it's like you really can just play like maybe what a like half of a game, maybe a game, and then all of a sudden you gotta go and plug this thing up to the wall. So that's why I didn't really use it that much, because I was like, bro, I'm not trying to have it where I'm constantly sitting at the by the wall, or I'm having to have constantly have the battery pack because I did get a like a battery, portable charger and stuff. I did get a portable charger, but I'm all like, I'm not trying to have it where I'm carrying that and then carrying this at the same time. I'm like, that's just too much. That's too much cargo, bro. I'm like, I'm only limited to a certain amount of cargo, you know. So, anyways, I kind of just, you know, had it just sitting in my room collecting dust, hadn't really been playing on it. Then I recently started playing on it. But then at some point in time, prior before I had recently started playing on it, I did do a reaction video to where they announced the Legion Go. So they announced the Legion Go. They show how dope it is. And I'm like, man, I was really regretting on buying the Asus ROG Ally. Don't get me wrong. The Asus ROG Ally, it's a good handheld gaming PC. But it's just with that battery life, it really, you know, like it causes a conflict. You know, I'm like, I'm trying to enjoy a game, but at the same time, I'm out here constantly checking the battery and things. So anyways, I was just like, you know what, forget it. I'll just, you know, wait until at some point in time when I get this Legion Go. So I saw that Best Buy had the Legion Go. I went up there and bought it, and yeah, it was like straight out the box. I've just been hooked on it ever since. And then once I found out about this remote play, and I am trying to get it set up to where I could do remote play on my PlayStation, so I'm able to, because I do at some point in time want to play Helldivers on my PlayStation and stuff. So I am kind of holding off on getting it, but at the same time, yeah, I'm like, bro, I really want to play Helldivers off of the Legion Go. And I'm able to, like, I have it where I already have it downloaded. But it's like, the thing is with the I have to say now, the cons with the Legion Go and the Asus ROG Ally is that it's a handheld gaming PC. Now, there's nothing wrong with it being a handheld gaming PC, but it's like, when you're trying to put PC parts on a handheld gaming PC, I'm saying, it's like, you have to sit down and think of the size. Like, that's something where I feel like I need to show on video, the size difference between my gaming PC and my, in the Legion Go. And I can tell you right now, it's a big size difference. This is like trying to compare Rey Mysterio to Andre the Giant, like in his prime, like when Andre, or like the world's tallest man or something. Like, there's a major height difference, bruh. Like, there is a major height difference. So it's like, you have to sit down and think about it. You're trying to put all of these big parts into a small device, and I'm like, yeah, that's why I feel like that the battery isn't really all that good. Like, the Legion Go, it's good, but it does drain a little bit. And that's why I'm like, that's why I've been more so trying to do remote play off of it, because I'm like, you know, it might not look as clear. It might be like choppy at some point in times, but at the same time though, I'm like, it's a lot better than, you know, trying to download the games, and then it's like the games don't look all that good, because, or not so much as the games, but the battery, where it's all like, you know, it just drains really fast and things. And then on top of that, yeah, the games don't really be looking all that good, because no, that's what it was is that I had to put this on battery save mode. So I put my Legion Go on battery save mode, and when playing Helldivers 2 off of it, it's a no can do. You cannot do it. I was like, and I had to put it on performance mode so I could get a better performance out of it. But I'm like, dang, bruh, it shouldn't even be like that. You know, it should. I mean, I get it. But at the same time, it's like, you know, people are going to want to, like, pretty much, it's in the name for the Legion Go, not so much with the Asus ROG Ally. But I'm saying, though, you have to sit down and think about it. Why were these devices created? So people can take their gaming on the go. Now, when you're trying to put this, like I said, a gaming PC in this small little device, that's not going to work. I think I even said in the video, that's like trying to fit, like the biggest, let's just see, what was the biggest WrestleMania of all time? I gotta see that real quick. Biggest WrestleMania ever. Yeah, let's just, biggest WrestleMania ever. What was the biggest ever? WrestleMania 32 with 101,000 people. Okay, now, sit down and think about this. Imagine your house. Let's say you live in a normal size house, right? You know, I feel like any and everybody that's listening to this, if you live in a normal size, even if you live in a mansion, you still have to think about this. 101,000 people in your house. I can tell you right now, not even 1,000 people can fit in my house. I don't even want 100 people in my house because I feel like that still would be too much. Like if I have everybody in the hallways, the rooms, all that stuff, and it's 100 people, yeah, that's a lot. I'm like, that's way too many people. And my thing is this, okay, there might be some areas where it's, I feel like that's what it is, where they was like, okay, well, we know too much can't go into it, so let's have it where we can like put a decent amount in it, but at the same time have it where it's like, you know, it's still not gonna be running as good. And I'm like, I think that, like I said this on the video, where I'm like, I think that they should really consider making a smaller version of like Windows 11 Mini. So it's like, okay, so it's not taking up as much battery, it's making it like a handheld gaming PC, but it's like, it's, you know, obviously with handheld gaming, it's like, it's gonna be a smaller version. So I personally think they should do some along those lines so stuff can run a little bit better and things. And I, cause yeah, it's like, you're trying to like run that stuff off of, that's like trying to run a new app, like trying to run Instagram off of the original iPhone. It might work, but it's not going to work as good, and it's probably going to drain the battery. So it's like, that's something that, you know, that companies should consider. It's like, whether it's Windows or whether it's the company, I'm like, either the handheld gaming PCs need to be bigger, it's just something gotta give. Because I'm like, look man, I'm telling you right now, I'm like, I want to be able to enjoy the Legion Go, and I would love to have joined the Aces ROG Ally, but I think I see myself at some point in time most likely gonna end up selling the Aces ROG Ally, because I'm like, yeah man, it's like the battery drains fast. And I'm all like, nah, I guess if somebody, they do have like accessories, like I think you could get like a mounted battery pack, but I'm like, bro, I shouldn't have to do all that. I should just be able to play that thing as much as I, or as long as I want to. I wish I could get like 10, 12 hours out of it rather than like, because with the Legion Go, if you play it like with the remote play, you could possibly get like maybe 2 hours out of it. That's not enough. If you know people, be sitting around, be playing video games for hours upon hours. My thing is this, it shouldn't be a situation where every time I use it, I gotta plug this thing up to the charger. No, it should be a thing where I'm all like, nah, bruh. Because when I sit there, my thing is like, let's just see how much the battery life on my iPhone. I have the iPhone 14. I wonder if it'll let you know. Because my battery percentage is at 92%. So, hold on for a second. Home display. No, that's not it. Home so app accessibility is general. Why don't they just have it where it's like iPhone storage? No, that's not it. Dang, I gotta clear up the memory off of my iPhone. I'm like, dang. Oh, it's like applications. Okay, I just gotta delete some applications and stuff. Why don't they have like a thing where it just lets me know? No, I don't want to update that right now. Say no, bruh. Dang. Screen time don't really. I remember with the Samsung Galaxies, they'll let you know. It was easy where you just go and just, oh, battery, here we go. Okay, so battery held last charge to 92% 2 hours ago. So, yeah, my thing is this. So, 2 hours, this is the last time I charged my iPhone 2 hours ago. My thing is this, with the Legion Go, if I'm sitting down playing this thing for 2 hours, and there's at times where I'll be sitting on my phone for a minute, I'll be looking for TikToks, I'll be now doing Instagram Reels, now I'm going searching around on Instagram. So, I'm saying, but the thing is this, though. They made it to where the latest iOS can run off of the iPhone 14, but as the time goes on, these updates are going to get bigger, and then these iPhones ain't gonna be able to, so like, that's why if you notice like with an older iPhone and the battery drains really quick, it's, yeah, because it's like the stuff that's being used on it, it's not equipped for that. That's why I'm overall trying to say with like the Legion Go and the Aces ROG Ally, I think that would be a solid idea for Windows if they were to do something like that, and then it'd just be all like, oh, it'll improve the battery life. And I think that people would know this is dramatic, because I think, let's just see, there's like the battery life for the Aces ROG Ally battery life run. So there's like a glance, this suggests anywhere from 1.3 to a bit over 4 hours in battery life. So that's with the Acer's ROG Ally Legion Go battery life. How long does the battery last on the Lenovo Legion Go? 50 watt battery is impressive for a device. So there's like, expect 1.5 to 2.5 hours of battery life in most games. And that's like when you download the game. So it's like, you doing some remote play, it's like, yeah, it's gonna probably be maybe a few more minutes and things, but Yeah, it's just something where I'm all like, you know, the battery life can be so much better if it wasn't running like a like stuff that's meant for a big giant gaming PC. So yeah, I think, you know, with both handheld gaming PCs, they're both nice, but in my opinion, you know, with the Legion Go, like, if I could just tell you guys right now with the specs of the Legion Go, it's like, you have a detachable controllers on each side, you have a USB cable plug-in for the top and bottom, so I guess, like, if you're, playing the game, but then your plug-in is, like, like behind your bed or something, you can have it where it's like, okay, it plugs in from the top, or if you got a battery pack and it's sitting in your lap, then you can plug it up through the bottom, and then so on and so on. Oh, then it comes with this like mouse thing, so with the detachable cable, or not cable, controllers, they have it where one of the controllers, if you flip this switch underneath it and call it it's like FPS mode, and you can use it as a like a mouse and things, and then you also can like plug up a keyboard if you want to do that, or you could just use a mouse and keyboard, because I'm yeah, it's like it does have Bluetooth capability and all that stuff. It has like this back part that opens up so you can like sit on your table, because that's what I was doing earlier. I was playing I was waiting for my food to cook, but I just set it up, started playing a little bit of The Division. I played a little bit of Forza, but then even before that was playing the playing Forza Horizon, or not Forza Horizon, Forza Motorsport, and then the Crew Motorfest. So I'm like, it's too many games, man. But yeah, I was like, man, the Legion Go, I'm like, honestly, I've been having a lot of fun with it. And I'm like, yeah, I see myself definitely, once I figure out this PlayStation stuff, I'm most likely going to end up getting Helldivers 2 on my PlayStation account so I can play it on it. But I got some games I could play off of my PlayStation. So I'm like, yeah, once I figure it out and it's, you know, it's just all solid and working and all that stuff, I'm like, yeah, man, the Legion Go videos is about to go crazy, all right? So, but anyways, yeah, with that being said, I will talk to y'all later. Thank you guys for watching and or listening. Stay tuned for the next episode. If you have any questions about the Aces ROG Ally or the Legion Go, feel free to join any of my Twitch streams if you see me live. If you're viewing this on YouTube, you could leave some comments below too. But anyways, thank you guys. Stay tuned for the next podcast episode. Like, subscribe, viewing this on YouTube. Follow, subscribe, viewing this on podcast streaming service. Thank you guys and peace.